Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, lads! What's the story? We're back to That's What I Heard with me, Carly Mahoney, and himself.
Something. Like Paddy and Zalmish. You got
the smoke was leaving a Pall Mall before you came into the studio.
No, vape. Blew the ditty off me. Yeah.
Oh, you did say that. The coffee
I just keep
vape.
Coughing the phlegm everywhere. It's awful.
Yeah.
You swear you'd stop. Are you bad on the roots? Also, we're not going to get into this. Never mind. We're taking it back. You didn't hear what I said.
You wouldn't introduce the girl, no?
No, but I just want to wait. I want to just flow it into her.
The vape queen.
I'm fucking knocking her off already. We'll just bring her back.
Puff Daddy. Oh, Puff Daddy. Tell them what
King
flavor.
Puff.
What flavor your vape is.
Guava ice.
Spooky.
And yeah. I won't have anything bad said about it, Mandy.
Oh.
Or Carly.
Mandy.
I just called you Mandy because you're Carly Mandy on Instagram.
No, Carly Mahadi.
What?
Mahadi.
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 I'm sorry, I've known you 2 years and I thought it was Carly Mandy.
You've actually known me longer.
Well, someone used to call her Mahandy. So you're in kind of there.
I got threatened by a 14-year-old makeup artist on Instagram.
That.
Saying that they were going to get me in Tesco car park, Carly Mahandy, you watch. 14-year-old makeup artist that then moved
look
on.
That was her.
Look it was me.
Saying Mandy should go bollocks. She got caught.
That then moved on to injecting people's faces with lethal injection filler that they bought online on the black market and nearly killed everybody. So in fact, that person was clinically insane.
No, don't, right.
We've never met in person, which is so weird.
Never met in person. I actually found you, I was telling Sean, see, I would remember because I'm not as cool as you. So oh. I...
That's debatable. I'm not very cool.
I followed you on TikTok in...
You showed me videos.
2019.
Was that long ago?
2019, because I had gotten sick and I only downloaded TikTok when I got sick. And I came across you on TikTok in 2019 and I said, this board is not full chill.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Yeah.
In a lovely way. So there was a video, right, there's two videos that really stood out to me that I remember. So all the known videos, phenomenal, chef's kiss. And then there was a video of you and a friend after being on the gargle out your back garden. There was a few farm animals involved. I think there was a chicken involved.
Oh, it was a duck.
It was a duck.
It was a duck.
It was a duck.
That wasn't my duck.
Right, okay.
Whose duck was that? It was my friend's duck. And he shit on me.
That's exactly what happened. But there was cans involved with the duck.
Was I feeding the duck cans?
No, you were drinking cans. No.
Oh, yeah.
You were on the cans.
I am prone to a, an old can of Bulmers. Yeah. Seven. Oh,
very gassy.
And it was chaotic. You and your friend were absolutely buckled.
Oh, we were in the bubble car.
Yeah, with the duck.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
Look,
that
was, she's like, I actually remember the video I made. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
that was when we were first, I think we were in lockdown, but we were allowed to have outdoor meetings.
Yeah.
So you met a duck.
Well, me and my friend, went over to her house and we.
Also, people are probably wondering who this is in the background because I just said Ruth. So, Carly, go
so,
for it.
So, lads, for the past minutes, we've been talking to an internet sensation. I love the way I introduce her as an internet sensation. She's actually just been off the cover of Vogue about 2 weeks ago. The woman is a sensation itself, a Netflix sensation from The Midnight Club. We have Ruth Codd, everybody.
Hello!
Oh, Ruth, you're a mad
we
C-U-N-T.
Got there.
I nearly said it, didn't I?
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not using it for that one. I'm not.
We're only allowed to use two cunts. Three. Three.
That's
and I've
gone.
Just used one of them.
Perfect. So yours is out the window. Like we said, if what do you use if you can't use I keep going to say it.
So, if you don't want to use the full word, yeah, you can always do next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really call people that unless, like, they have to be, you know, a specific type of annoying for me to call them a C-U-N-T.
I say it with love.
I say it with, yeah, like.
Yeah, some people do.
Like,
yeah.
A funny C-U-N-T, yeah. Is like, oh my God, it's not a malicious. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a malicious.
But that's what I think you are, a funny C-U-N-T. And I will keep spelling it. And the vocabulary word of the week is C-U-N-T.
But if you don't want to use your given C-U-N-T, you can donate it. You can pass it on to someone.
I've already used mine.
I've already used mine.
Okay,
well, I've used mine.
I've not, have I? Wonderful. It will come up somewhere along the line. And whoever texts us first with the minute that I say my one, you just get a fiver on Revolut.
Off it, Ian.
Do you?
Yeah. Look at her. She's like, I'm listening to
that. I'm going to get my phone out.
So, yeah, back to the whole situation. We're after just going completely off topic.
We absolutely did, didn't we?
So there was a duck and there was cans. And then there was also another video that I thoroughly enjoyed where you were explaining that a man tried to flirt with you in a pub.
Did you show me this one?
No, because all our TikToks are gone now because she's a cute little fucker.
Yeah,
she had to get rid of it.
No, I didn't. I didn't have to. I just wanted to.
Okay, yeah. You can go with that story, but look, we know.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
We know.
Oh, yeah. We know. Okay. You have connections on Netflix.
But
they were like, she's too much of a liability. Shut it down.
Yeah, literally.
It's like when you go on Love Island, you make them delete their Facebook.
And that's Twitter. Bye. Twitter.
No, they actually never said anything to me about any of the videos, which I thought I was going to, you know, because some of them are a bit on the edge. Not for Irish people, but Americans are different.
Completely different.
But they didn't care at all.
I thought you would be the first person out of anybody to be yanked off social media.
Well, we did have social media training and I was like, this is purely directed.
Can you give some to Sean?
You know what? See you next Tuesday. Oh, you know what?
Sean has you're an Insta queen. You've a fair few Instagram followers.
They're nut jobs, but we love them. We got Gord to the ground and stood on by me chest and says, Ireland loves you. So woo to that.
Woohoo, full on.
I was at Bingo Loco, someone slide tackled me. And as I was on the floor trying to get back up, stood on my chest. And she was like, Ireland loves you. And I was like, oh, brilliant.
Like William Wallace.
I'd love to go to Bingo Loco. Do you want to go some night?
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, let's go.
That's when you're in the country, lovey.
We won't make it out alive, but it's fine.
Bring the duck and the hedgehog and all is a go.
I've lived a good life.
You're like, I'm happy to go now. Yeah. I say that often.
Yeah, I'll go out in a high.
I don't even know how to take this off. I'm like, Ruth, explain everything. You take the reins here.
Bring us back.
Well, I was an unemployed barber during COVID. Not a fully trained one. and not a very good one either.
Right.
And then I started TikTok. I didn't actually really know I was funny back then. None of my family find me funny. They just find me annoying.
Are they because, like, obviously you are from the country, condolences.
Condolences?
Do you know what I mean?
Condolences.
Yous aren't full of humour down there, eh? Yous, they're all quite stiff.
No, I think they are. They're just all quite funny too. So it's
they're just dry funny, so it's just the same kind of humour.
Yeah. And then people online were like, she's funny. I was like, oh, okay.
Nuts.
So, yeah, I just kept with the videos. And then I got cast in a Netflix show. And then I decided to sack off the videos. And then I kept going with the acting.
You got casted from literally just being you. Yeah. How amazing is that? Not many people, they have to go through everything. They came from your page, watched all your things. You were literally just you. And now you're just being you in a show.
Yeah.
Abroad. How amazing is that?
Yeah, I'm actually not very good at acting. I just play myself.
It was amazing. It was great.
And writing was pretty good, though, to be fair. He wrote it. Because sometimes with scripts, like, American humour doesn't land.
Shy, but, like, you are you. And I was like, when I was sitting there and I was on my phone scrolling, I was like, oh. I was like, did she sit down with him? Like, this is how we speak back home, and you're going to take it and go with it.
Sometimes I had to apologise. The character was kind of so close to my personality. I was like, just so you know, I am going to have to go ham on you here now, but I don't mean it.
But you probably did in a little way.
Oh, but yeah.
Yes, some of them. No, I'm joking.
No.
So for anybody that is listening that doesn't know who Ruth is, she is in a Netflix series called The Midnight Club, and it's a horror genre kind of series.
Spooky.
So I thought, me and all my innocence, I was like, oh, it's kind of like Stranger Things. Yeah. It's going to have a little bit of spook in it. It's a fucking lie. It has an awful lot of spook in
it. It's just very dark. There's no brightness to it at all.
No.
I shit myself, and then people just kept jumping up, and I was like, stop. It's like I'm playing a VR game. Stop jumping about the grass, basically, and clearing everywhere.
But I wasn't prepared like that. I really thought it was just going to be a touch of horror.
Yeah.
So it's not just a touch of horror, it's fucking scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, gosh, like, love it. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You play.
I mean, I love horror. So. Yeah.
I love a horror movie. Love it. But I'll still jump and be like, yeah, fuck. Yeah. Get the fuck back behind that wall. You know what I mean?
Your character in general, can we just kind of get her backstory a little bit and what she's all about? I know, like that, she's unwell. She's on the way out.
She's on the way out, yeah. She's not doing too hot. Yeah, she's had a bit of a bad life and she's just making it everyone else's problem. She's a bit self-centred, I would say. She used to be a ballet dancer and then she got bone cancer and had to get her leg amputated. So obviously couldn't be a ballet dancer anymore. Then her parents died. Then she went to a hospice. So, like, I mean, kind of fair enough. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't blame her being the way
she
is.
Yeah, she's a bit bitter about it.
Yeah, like she's allowed being the screamers.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
Like,
yeah, her whole career was taken away from her. That's all she knew.
Yeah.
And then her whole family was taken away from her.
Yeah.
That's all she knew.
All before she turned 18.
And then she's in this library talking to people about spooky you. Because fuck off, I don't want you.
But yeah, I do tell quite a number of them, members of the club, to get wrecked.
As you should.
I totally enjoyed when character tried to open up to you after you had told one of your stories and she wanted to get a little bit deep and you just kindly responded with
fuck off.
And then you went out the room as if it was no one's business and just left them there open mouth to her just like that.
I love zipping around in that wheelchair.
That was zipping around.
No, they actually had to put down the speed settings on it because
fuck,
you're breaking speed limits in the car,
like Princess Peach flying around the wheelchair.
I used to go over the speed ramps and the wheelchair would kind of take off if you went over them really fast, and they said that one day, like, they could just see my little head just going by the window of the trailer. And they were like, okay, put the speed down on that.
We need to take the steam out of her cat.
Yeah. They can go quite fast.
It's like your man from X-Men going around. The speed of his one. Oh my God.
I wish I had one of those wheelchairs when I needed it, because it was way easier than wheeling yourself about.
Now, if they gave you one, would you fly around in it rather than walk?
Absolutely, yeah.
Fuck off.
Well, I'd have no need then for my prosthetic leg. So, it's a bit of a pain in the hole. Ireland's bad with, like, accessibility.
Oh, my God. It's horrible to go anywhere else and you realise how fucking dirt we are here.
We used to have a girl
around
in school. Basically, she was either on crutches or in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But, like, it took them. I'd say we are in fourth year when she came in. They didn't have a clue what was happening. And I was like, how the fuck is that girl getting up all them stairs and everything? I'd say it was about fifth year before we even had a lift. She'd always be late 15, 20 minutes.
How did she fucking get around?
I used to go up and down four flights of stairs on crutches.
Yeah, she was the same. And then having to go all the way across the other side of the yard was awful. She'd always be late. She'd always miss half her stuff. Like, yeah, I'm telling you, but like, they still, it took them 4 years to bleed and move it around. That's how bad it is. So,
oh,
like, fuck,
bless
girls.
Her heart.
And they used to arrange my classes like close together or anything. No special treatment in Loretto Wexford. That's for fucking sure.
And you made sure the whole of TikTok heard about it as well. Fucked them. Oh, I fucking love it. And come here to me, when you were contacted about the role, right, was the role written around you, or did Mike Flanagan already have this character and then found you and said, right, she's perfect for her?
Yeah, no, she was already in the books, so she was already written, and then he added a bit more pizzazz to her.
Right.
And then got me on board. And then I added...
And you smashed it. You didn't need anything. You just done what you had to do.
I think I just added an Irishness to her, really, which kind of went with the character, ironically, because I think she's...
Can you do accents? Like, could you do an American accent?
If you're a casting director asking that question, absolutely I can. I can do every accent. I can do all of them... Whatever you need.
This is it.
But I'm not a casting director, so it's not.
She's a chameleon, if anybody's listening. She has it all in the locker.
Yeah, and I look like a lizard, apparently.
Who told you that?
People on Instagram keep messaging me saying I look like Django.
Do you mean Rango?
Rango. Oh, Django. That's Django Unchained, isn't it? I don't look like Django.
Just got lost like on the way here.
She's like, I often get compared to Jamie Foxx every now and again. Your career probably was nice while you had it, but yeah. I will be putting that out.
Okay, cool.
So, did Mike Flanagan find you himself, or was it casting?
It was engine casting, so Annie, Morgan, Mish and Kelly found me.
Right.
I think it was Morgan that actually saw my TikToks and was like, that's her.
That's crazy.
And asked me to audition. And she helped me with the audition and stuff.
Oh, perfect. Yeah,
I didn't really know what
she really just wanted you.
I think so, yeah. And thank God for that.
And I just think it's absolutely mental. So I messaged Ruth last night because I don't deviate, like I said to you, from RuPaul's Drag Race. Because I have violent anxiety. And the only way that I can calm it down is with loads of drag queens. So I rarely watch
every single fucking day.
On loop. Ruth, I go home, have my little iPad, I carry it around like a toddler around the house, and I bring the iPad everywhere with me.
She does.
And RuPaul everywhere. Screams at everybody
your
in the house for the whole
entire day. Your emotional support
iPad. I swear to God. And RuPaul just shouts at everybody for the whole entire day. And that's how I function.
Yeah.
So I rarely ever watch anything new because I actually get nervous.
I'm like that. I watch the same kind of stuff on repeat a lot of the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
So last night, funnily enough, I had a breast ultrasound this morning that I was very, very worried about. And
RuPaul was on.
RuPaul was on. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to speak to Ruth tomorrow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the Midnight Club and I'm going to see how amazing Ruth is in this series. But I was really, really nervous for my ultrasound on my breast today, because I had my breast cancer before, obviously. And I was like, I'm going to watch this program and it's going to really make me feel better because it's going to take my mind off it. Turned it on. It's about a load of terminally ill kids with cancer.
Sorry about that.
So I knew that the Midnight Club was a horror based series and I knew that the kids were having a bit of a hard time, but I did think that like some of them had a few different problems. No, they're all fucking hopping with the rhythm as a dancer.
I probably should have pre-warned you about that one, so
cheers for that.
I can only apologise about that. Yeah.
So anyway, when I was watching it, I was like, right, this is lethal. I'm really, really happy with this. Then I got really annoyed because I really started to enjoy your character. Then I hit episode 2 and I was like, this is phenomenal.
It was great. We were watching it at the same time and I was like, because I'm not really into like the Stranger Things kind of thing. And I was like, no. And I sat there and she was like, I'm not really watching it for episode 1 as much as I should be. And I was like, I was zonked out. And then the second one, you were in for the whole thing, basically. It was just your story. And I think this is great.
Talk to us about that episode.
The whole episode was you.
That blew my fucking mind. I was like, why isn't this board texting everybody personally every day saying, watch that fucking show? Because you wouldn't hear the end of it off me if I was in that. And that was the performance that I gave because that was insane.
It was great.
That was my second ever week acting.
What do you mean?
I hadn't been what I was doing.
No, literally.
I just did what Mike told me to do, really.
Ruth, make it make sense for a minute.
I just seem to know what to do all the time. I've no qualifications. I've no experience, really. I just...
Oh, we know you've no qualification. You can't go here. Is that what you said?
What?
I'm only joking.
Excuse you. That bleeding hack you.
So, what was it like when you were handed a big fuck-off script?
Like you went from your TikToks to that.
I also have the memory of a goldfish. So the first couple of days now were rough.
Rough?
Okay.
Like it was hard to remember. 25, like kind of rough or?
Yeah.
And would you feel more anxious? It's like, I know it's obviously not that like.
It's just a bit embarrassing because you've spent so long learning all this shit off and then you get in front of 10 cameras and you're like, oh.
Your head goes blank.
Yeah, you have to realise that everyone has to start there.
Yeah.
Everyone that was around you may have been there for years. So like you'll get to there eventually. So if anything, hopefully they were nice to you and helped you out.
Oh, they did, yeah. Yeah, they did massively. And after a while, your brain just, after about maybe 3 days, 4 days,
just in the zone.
Your brain just gets used to it.
Yeah.
But obviously, like I was like, do I need acting lessons or anything? They were like, no, you're fine. We literally just started filming. And
so
I was
anyone
like,
listening that's going through 9 years of college, just do a route. You don't have to do anything like that.
Just do every job under the sun until one makes its way to you and you're like, this is the one for me. Damn. I've had every job.
Yeah.
And I was shit at most of them.
Cheers for the money.
Did you when you were doing the TikToks, did you have an end goal of acting, or were you just doing that for the crack? Like,
just I was just doing it for the crack. I didn't think anyone had watched them, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just kind of going along with it. And then you get free stuff.
Yeah. Stop it now, girl. No. Yeah. We love a bit of free.
So I really enjoyed that. And then I started getting like free meals at restaurants.
That was the
high point of my TikTok career, really.
Yeah.
It was during COVID, so they all had like food vans. So they used to review their food van. But I like all food, so it's a pretty safe bet with me.
Yeah. Give me it all.
Yeah.
Everyone was getting a good review.
Yeah.
Love
so
that.
So that was the height of my TikTok career, really.
And you know what's just after like, listening in my head as well there while you're talking? You would have done, like, you would have spoke a decent bit about makeup, Ruth.
Yeah, because I used to be a makeup artist, yeah.
Oh my God.
What haven't you done?
Now? She's done everything,
and hair, like,
yeah.
What, like in a salon?
No, in a barber's. Just yeah, I was doing my apprenticeship when COVID hit. I painted Shrek green for a year on Shrek the Musical. The tour.
That was in London. Over here, London.
Yeah. In England, it was the UK and Ireland tour. It's the most soul-destroying job I've ever had.
I thought you would enjoy that.
No. Hated every minute of it.
Why?
Well, I didn't mind the makeup part, but there was like quick changes. And like there was one part in the show specifically, and it was when Shrek was singing, and I saw her face, and that's when all the quick changes are backstage.
Oh, Alex.
So all you're hearing is, and you're just backstage like,
I'm a believer.
Having Pinocchio shout at you, men in tights running around everywhere, fucking wigs falling off.
So it's a bit terrifying, yeah.
What? You get used to it, but I just hated my life for that year and a half. Worst year of my life, and I've had my leg amputated.
So anyone that's behind Shrek the Musical, fuck you.
Yeah.
Basically. Cheers
that
for that.
Song, I'm a believer. Root was in the height of depression.
Oh, anytime I hear it, I get PTSD.
No, I was going to watch Shrek last night as well. I'm not fucking watching it now. Sorry, this is producer Ian Button, and he never normally does this. Shrek the Rave is coming in.
I need to know what Shrek the Rave is.
Will you be at it, producer Ian? Oh,
producer Ian likes spooky stuff like that. Look at her face. What? She is fucking disgusted. What?
Now, see, people like you would love that.
Sorry, can we just let the, you would let the kids hear it?
You would have
to. I'd lose me Barney Brackley. Swamp, get out my swamp, swamp. What? Say
you'd
that
have
again.
To drug gag and tie me up to get me to that rave.
I don't get people excited because some people are into that
and
kind
you said
of
you're very
stuff.
Dominant as well.
That
look
is not
you.
An invitation.
It is.
Please do not approach me in car parks. I'm not into that type of thing. I don't like surprises.
I'm not wearing a grey t-shirt today, guys. I don't have hoops in.
Oh, Lord. Right. So without us running away...
Which we've done nine times.
We did a million times. So when you were on set, were all of your co-stars, would they have all been acting for years, or were they kind of new
mix
like
and match.
You? Like
mix and match. The girl who played Alonka, she'd been acting since she was a kid.
Right.
And could you see the difference from people, like, or did everyone hold their own?
I think everyone held their own, really.
Is that a Miss Congeniality answer? Are you being honest here?
She's
look
like,
at the nervous
she's like, season two. Woo, I love you.
Season two is cancelled. So.
Oh, bollocks. Brilliant.
Thanks for that, Netflix. So if I haven't been true enough.
So no, you couldn't see a difference between...
I thought they were all really good.
Yeah.
I think... I was probably the weak link most of the time, to be honest.
Thank you. Goodbye. Did you have a little flirty?
That you worked with?
No, they were all
don't lie.
A good few years younger than me, so I would Carly probably would end up on a register.
Carly would love that.
If I did fancy any of them.
How old are you, Ruth?
27.
What's way younger, like 3 years younger, like, or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 20, like anyone around 20... I would say yeah. Probably anyone under 25 for me, too young.
Oh, are you looking for a big boy, like a daddy?
Yeah.
Someone financially stable.
She's like, that'll
because
do.
Because season
that'll
two do. Isn't going ahead, so someone financially stable, please.
Yeah. I'm looking for a rich businessman.
A TV producer that wants a bit of me.
Yeah.
That can help me pursue my dreams.
Yeah, but sure, if I married rich, I wouldn't have to work, so.
You'd still do your acting. You'd have to.
Yeah, no, she'd go back on TikTok in our big mansion to be a ball, imagine.
Yeah.
Back on TikTok, running them up with
dogs.
The ducks.
Yeah.
and our rabbits and hedgehogs.
Yeah, load of animals. I know, I don't think I'd ever give up acting. I like it too much.
That's so funny that that was never your intention.
No.
And now you've found something that you genuinely really do love.
Yeah, because I wanted to go into horse riding.
You did. Yeah. Sorry, you did mention that was on the Tommy Tiernan interview, wasn't it? That you said I wasn't particularly great.
I wasn't
great
really
at
great
it,
wasn't at it. Yeah, that's what she said. But I liked it.
Moral story for most things in my life, really. Not great at it, but I do enjoy it.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good way to live your life. Even if you're not the Mae West or something, still fucking do it and enjoy it. Like,
if it brings you.
I'm so happy that you're learning what you just said.
It only took me 28 years, but
I'm
learning.
It only took you 28. Now you're in boxing. Yeah. So anyone that's going out to heaven on a night out, I wouldn't bother your bollocks. Because she'd punch your diddy off you. And she'd do that anyway with her and her fingers. She'd just be sharper.
I actually hadn't got a dig in me until I started doing me little bit of boxing. And even still now, I wouldn't say that I have a good dig. I'll boot you.
I have a TikTok of you saved doing a dig. You a fake dig, yeah. And it's Whopper, so shut up.
Oh, he's going to have people looking for scraps, aren't me?
I think you'd split me in two.
She split you in two with her mouth as it is, letting me know.
I think you'd fucking snap me in half.
We were talking about your character before we came in, and I said Ruth is basically like her character. The only difference being is Ruth's not a bully.
Thank
you. Sean was like, oh, not like you, so it's a sorry excuse.
I don't think you're a bully.
Nor do I. And I said, I'm not a bully. He said, you can't cut people with your mouth the way you do without being a bully. I said, it was all fucking defense.
Defense mechanisms.
That's what it is. That's why she's quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're all quick.
It's also, if I'm super nice to someone, it means I actually don't like you.
Yeah.
If I'm not taking the piss out of you, it means I think you have no sense of humour or personality.
And I'm afraid to say anything to you because you're going to be
whinging. In case she'll take it personally. Yeah. Right, brilliant. You haven't slagged me yet, will you slag me?
I haven't slagged you yet.
That mean you don't like me.
I slagged you earlier for not having a car.
She did.
Yeah, well, joke's on you because I have two.
You have two cars?
You have two cars?
Yeah.
That's just showing
But you don't fucking drive to where, do you?
Well, one is being used because the person that has it lives abroad in Spain, but she's home for a week or two, so I'll give her back her car. It's nice
so
enough
it's not
for her.
So it's not your car.
Yeah, but
so you don't have two cars.
No, listen, hold on. Hold on a minute. If I put you in my predicament.
That's like saying my neighbour sometimes lets me drive her car.
No, but no, she goes, so I have she two goes cars. Abroad down for 4 months. So what's the point of me buying a car if I have that car for 4 months? And then when she comes home, I have my man's car. So it's
right,
grand.
So it's not your car.
So you've no cars.
No, I absolutely have two. Well, my,
you don't even have
hold
one
on
car.
A minute. Actually, Ruth, do you know why I don't have a car? Let me tell you. Because Forbidden Fruit, I parked my car up in Ballyfermot.
Oh, fucking God.
Shut your mouth. And basically, I broke my ankle that day. My car got taken and crushed because I never went back because I couldn't move because I had a broken ankle. Okay? So now I don't have
to. Are you going to try and make her feel sorry for you for a broken ankle?
Sorry now. Yeah. Like, I hop around like the Pixar lamp and you're complaining to me about a broken ankle.
Like a Pixar lamp?
I can't believe you sat in front of this woman looking for sympathy over a broken ankle and she's getting phantom itches in her fucking leg.
For sympathy.
If it's still attached,
I
don't want to know.
Sympathy. First of all, the both of you came for me. I'm telling you why I don't have a car now because you keep saying I don't. I know I don't.
You're saying you have seven cars and you haven't got one?
Anyhow, I got here by a car today, okay?
Yeah, by a taxi though.
No, by car. I got my haircut by taxi.
Oh, okay.
Very true.
Now tell everyone. Because I'm a knight. I am a knight. Do you know what Ruth gets for free? Fucking tunnels and poxy towels.
Towels, yeah.
And you know what? You deserve.
Yeah.
Because nothing in this world
like
comes free.
Isn't. Retribution.
Mint it.
What?
I mint it.
Yeah, but I had all that before I, you know, got the Netflix gig. So I'm not going to be like, here, have your free towels back.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You're right.
They take enough off us. The least they can do.
They charge me enough in fucking taxes.
Do you know what I mean? You're not paying taxes, Bono. Would you give it over?
Bono.
No, I'm being fleeced by the tax man.
She's like Shakira sitting there. Look, not a blade of taxes to be paid.
She's bleeding wrapped up in Vancouver. I don't mind who she's paying no tax.
Yeah,
no,
come here. Are you back and forth?
Yeah.
So have you got a place over there and here? Like, well, obviously you're just home.
I have
from
an
here.
Apartment over there. Well, no, I didn't buy it. Like, I rent it. I don't pay rent here.
Yeah,
so.
Look, so yeah, it's kind of it's a win-win. And you don't pay tall and you don't... So, it's grand.
Yeah.
You're robbing a living, you bastard.
Yeah, I'm just fleecing the Irish public, really.
Italian job, isn't she? Going around fleecing everyone.
I'm actually on the dole.
Oh my God, girl, save. I'm only messing. That's a joke.
That is a joke.
All right.
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
Someone takes my windows out me out.
So what else did you do, Ruth? Tell us all about your life. Vogue, was it?
The Vogue cover? Actually, we were on Vogue two weeks ago. We're carrying on disgraceful.
I just love it. Tell us all about Vogue. What happened with this? Who came to you?
Vogue came to my manager, I think. I don't really know how it works. My manager just kind of tells me where to go, and I go. And it just so happened to be Vogue.
New York.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I had a fitting in the World Trade Center.
Fuck off.
I got...
Did you?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, amazing.
In
come
near
on,
Anna Wintour's office.
What do you mean?
I didn't see her.
She wouldn't see you either. That fringe is over and that would you know.
Do you know what the gas part is? Imagine we actually did have our end up doing well for ourselves. And you're talking about Anna Wintour.
She's like a tall Edna Mouth.
Yeah.
That's what she's like.
Well, that's who she's based on.
Oh my God, is that? Never even knew that.
Oh my.
Fuck. They could have given her a few inches for fuck's sake.
Edna Mode was based off of Anna Wintour.
And she designs everything.
Edna Mode was.
Brilliant.
Oh.
Thank you. Are you after copping that now as well?
Yeah.
You were in there getting a fitting.
Got a fitting. Next day, had a photo shoot. Had like 7 people beautify me. And I am a living testament to you're not ugly. You just haven't had 7 people. Get you ready for
work. You're not ugly,
you're just
not
rich.
Yeah. Like at the fitting, they were like, gave me like Moschino.
Yeah. Moschino.
And like vintage Versace. And they were like, is this okay? I was like, yeah. That'll do.
That'll do.
Oh yeah. My God. Vintage Versace. I'd be like, give me everything.
Did you guys keep it?
No.
Oh. Did you rob anything?
No.
Be honest.
Anna Wintour's not listening.
I was going to rob the shoes, but they were actually like, because I think all the stuff was so expensive, they were very particular about like putting it back in the boxes and stuff.
Right, okay.
And like keeping it, you know.
Yeah.
You would have had it under your skirt.
Together. That would have been gone with. That wouldn't have been a thing left under it.
I actually robbed it. These were Anya's jeans at the rave. Dana number 1.
My God.
I robbed so much clothes off a set.
Sure, come here, they were probably, where was it going afterwards anyway?
Cancelled.
Well, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just gonna.
Oh, I see how it is. Rubbing in my toes.
Christ.
That's that non-decaf coffee you're lying, fuck. There's 9 pumps of that in it. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Beef. You're lying, beef. Shit. Oh, my
Sean.
God.
Sean. Oh, my God. You're trying to cancel us today.
I have to go home and record content. I
need you to know, right? We had a little chat before we came in just about a bit of sponsorship. That's not happening now.
No, you can't put that in.
Right, you stop it.
I'm sorry. Right. Go on.
I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, go for it. Because you said this actually in the Tommy Tiernan thing, didn't you?
So, when I first watched the Tommy Tiernan interview, I was in the sitting room with my ma and a fella, and I was playing the piano. And my ma gave me a little dig in the back, and she was like, is that not your friend? Because obviously nobody knew that you were going to be on it.
I'm not allowed to say, yeah.
So, I was like, oh my God. And when you went on, I was like, ma, wait to see how funny Ruth is. She's a mad bastard. Like, this is going to be hilarious. I was sobbing.
I got so upset.
Really?
4 times. I was even sending her a voice note. It was so emotional because I wanted to wrap it in bubble wrap. But I also was like, I know because you told me she's nuts. I knew you were trying to get it out, but you were like, the audience isn't it.
Yeah.
So like when you said it, like, and no one done that, and I was like, oh, I just want to hug her because I was like, that's when you should laugh. But then he didn't react.
Well, what I thought anyway was that because Tommy didn't know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he wanted to be a bit delicate with you because he didn't know you and he didn't realise your humour.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I mean, it was a very, like, meaningful interview, I suppose.
It was very deep.
Yeah, I'm not used to being that earnest with people. Yeah,
and I could see in your face, and I could see her little eyes start to water. Yeah. And I was like, don't fucking make her cry. I was like, don't do that.
She kept looking over to the right then. Yeah,
because normally people can't ever get me to be that open. So I don't really know how we managed that one. But he did anyway.
I find that he has the ability to get everybody
to open up.
100%. Yeah. But it's like when you giggled, I think he was like, I'm not letting her put the wall up, I'm blocking her.
Yeah.
And he just kept on looking at you and he was like, I'm not going to laugh back at you because I'm going to keep you where you are.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what the story is.
He kind of stares into the depths of your soul.
I was watching him and I was like, oh
when
my God.
When he was staring on the camera, I was like even turned away. And I wasn't even in the interview. He was just like that. And I was like, will you speak? Like,
he knows every thought I've ever had, I think.
Wow.
He was looking literally straight into yourself. So, but yeah. I was helping me, Matt. She's fucking gas. Wait, you see how funny she is?
You said that to me.
Yeah. And then I was like,
and
oh
I was
my
like,
God.
Oh, mommy.
I was like, he better not make her cry. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, she's not. And I knew. I was like, she's not used to this. That's not what she's used to.
No, I wasn't used to it at all. No.
And then I was like, oh, no. I was like, I can't watch the rest of this because you are talking about, obviously, life and school and bullying.
And bullying.
You are the last human on God's green earth that I would ever turn around and say anybody was even able to bully you.
I think I'm one of those people, you know, that puts up a big old tough act.
Yeah.
But when people are just being, you know, general arseholes and it's not personal, I'm like, oh, grant, do whatever you want. But it's when, like, people are mean directly towards me. I can't hack it at all.
Just crumble a little bit.
I just crumble.
I totally understand.
I put up a big tough act.
Yeah. You'd never, ever think it.
No. Because I take the piss most of the time.
So, even with you saying on the programme about school and stuff and you not fully fitting in, again, does it register with me because you're such a social character? Because you read rooms so well, like I wouldn't deem you, and I know you probably do, or deem yourself as awkward, because you said in the interview as well, you were like the group of girls that I ended up being friends with towards the end of school.
Yeah.
We were all just kind of the leftovers from groups we didn't fit into.
They got so mad when they said
they
I literally had like 7 texts afterwards being like, you fucking bitch.
They're sitting like, look at my friend on telly sitting with their families, and then you're like, my friends are actually not that cool. And they're all sitting there like that.
We're all just the leftovers. We all just came together.
Yeah. But I can't ever imagine you being in that type of position because I just think you're fucking deadly. And I don't see
how anyone else wouldn't.
Do you know what I mean? But I
or
feel
like...
Or like
would be malicious towards it. Like,
you just... I feel like you're one of them people that you could slot in fucking anywhere and it
works. Anywhere.
Do you know what I mean?
I think now I definitely am.
But back then...
The media
but
training.
Back then I just... I mean, I did used to feel sorry for myself quite a bit too.
That whingy teenager kind of buzz, yeah?
Yeah, and I used to kind of, I suppose, mope that I was, you know, on the edge.
Did you think it was cool to be like the kind of outcast? Like, did you marry that kind of thing?
Yeah, but I think like if I had actually been accepted into any of the groups, I would have been happy as Larry. But it was just the fact that I was kind of, I didn't ever have no friends, but I never had any good friends, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like real friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my best friend's going to kill me for saying that. So I had the same best friend since I was 5, but she wasn't in my year.
Yeah.
So, in school, our year was so clicky as well. I just always felt on the edge.
On the edge.
And then sometimes I was paranoid that people were like, only if people did invite me somewhere, they're like, oh, only because we fucking have to. I think it was actually alcohol that gave birth to Mad Ruth, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think that was in a healthy way? Or did it open kind of a gate to you, knowing you? Because sometimes that can happen.
I think it's just like, it stopped making me self-conscious, which is now a bad thing. But when I started going to parties and stuff, yeah, I just didn't give a fuck. I mean, I used to drink way too much when I was a teenager.
Like, would you have been a lightweight, or?
No, I'm not a lightweight, that's the thing, but I just drink copious amounts.
I was going to say, I feel like you'd be, do you know what, you could like down a few whiskeys.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I could have like... Yeah, I could have like 9 or 10 gin and tonics and I wouldn't be...
Wobbled.
Wouldn't be...
I'd be like that.
Yeah,
you couldn't tell. I just drink... I don't anymore, really. I've kind of grown out of it. But like when I was a teenager, like the binge drinking was...
Mental.
I actually don't know how I'm still alive.
Yeah, it's an Irish thing. Yeah. It's definitely a major Irish thing. Do you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, well, the Americans
just
have big mansions.
And down the country, there's fuck all else to do as well. So you were just flat-na drinking.
Yeah.
Flat-na.
Yeah, and sometimes like I'd no one to talk to, so I'd just kind of go off to a corner and get smashed.
What? By yourself?
Sounds like you, Sean.
Don't say that. No, that's very sad. I'll cry my eyes out. This isn't about you, it's about Ruth right now.
Did you say Ruth?
I thrive off of pity. Feel sorry for me.
I did. Now I'm taken aback. I was like, well, stop crying me out.
So you found a confidence in social spaces, like that party kind of scenes where you could like let loose kinda, a little bit.
Yeah. I suppose maybe that's why I'm good at acting. I always like making people laugh. Like I was always a bit
put a bit
show
of
off.
Lightness back into someone's dark day.
Yeah.
It's just a
it's
mad
kind of
mix.
A contradiction, yeah.
Major contradiction.
It is a contradiction. Sometimes I can't even figure it out, to be totally honest.
I don't know what's fucking happening to you.
I don't really know what goes on in my brain sometimes.
But I'm fascinated by it, and I think that you're a very interesting person, because I think I kind of picked that up off your TikTok videos. Like, you're not...
My fear when you're gone. Have you got them all on your phone? Send them all to us. No, you don't even have them saved?
I'd say I do on my old phone, yeah. Because they save automatically when you upload them, don't
can
they?
Can we have one so we can put it up on the page?
Very fucking funny.
Yeah, sure, I'll
is
find
that
one.
Okay?
Yeah, I'll find one for you.
Do you know
do you
what?
Want the
there
duck
is
one?
Shorts on YouTube. I do actually want the duck one.
Okay, I'll find
because that was chaotic. Okay.
So we can have it on the page when we put it up. We'll do a
but there is shorts on YouTube because I did go looking.
Yeah.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Yes. No, there's only like one or two. There's one of you doing the sex education piece with the nun.
Oh, God.
No.
I'll just die.
So let it just die.
No, we can't let it die. And it was like, so learning about blowjobs is out of the question. Then that one.
Oh, yeah.
I love how you made her. You loved her, the nun. And you were like, I just like to make her uncomfortable by asking her these questions.
that's what I did, really. I actually didn't like her very much. I just didn't want to look mean on television. So I was like, yeah, she was a nice person.
No,
she
I know. Wasn't. You said that at
no,
the end.
No, she wasn't. None of them were. I
they
was
never
in the fucking
were.
All girls Catholic school.
They used to
school,
fucking hit me with a ruler because I write in my left hand.
Yeah. The devil's
hand. You're only about 14 years of age. When did you go to school? You used to
in
get slapped with a ruler.
Sister Rooney. Sister Rooney.
Do you know what?
Getting called out because my ma used to have more to wear.
Yeah, I think you actually might have a case on your hands there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she's very much alive.
Where there's pain, there's a claim.
Brilliant.
You wonder why she gets everything for free. She's
you wonder why I'm in this. I just go around suing everyone.
So the only measure I have of Wexford is Cartel.
Yeah, Cartel.
So how far away from Pirates Cove do you live?
Oh, I'm a good bit away from Pirates Cove now. Pirates Cove is a shithole.
Roots.
That's where you're born and bred.
Well, I wasn't born in Pirates
you
Cove.
Well, listen, beside the pond.
That's
my
all
mom
you have.
Didn't have me in the fucking windmill under
you
the mini golf.
You never know people that you never know what they're up to outside of Dublin. They're crazy.
It's not. It's everybody from Wexford is from Pirates Cove.
No, I would. I'm not from Pirates Cove.
Yeah. She's gonna keep disagreeing. Go
I
for
think,
her neck.
You know what? They all just keep it a secret, but they are actually all from there.
Yeah,
we were all born there
by pirates. Yeah,
by pirates. Yeah, Captain
I
Jack
could actually
Sparrow.
Be a pirate.
Oh my god!
Perfect.
I'll get Johnny Depp onto you.
Oh,
you and Johnny
god,
Depp,
yeah. No,
Captain Jack Sparrow.
He's fired
now. Johnny Depp.
No, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
No. Like the depth,
like
yeah, the
but
ocean.
Like, no, just Johnny Depp. It's like giants. I say giants instead of giant.
And I love the way you've just decided that you're like, no, because I will just keep on saying
and absolutely, because I'm never going to meet a man.
He's out here giving stick to Anna Wintour, Johnny Depp. What happens if we get
I'm not
any
really
sort
giving
of
stick
successful?
To her because our fringe is over our eyes.
But
and
you know
I don't
what
know
I mean?
How she can see. That's not really giving stick. That's just a general question.
What's your woman's name on the thing that does all the dancing programmes and she can see nothing through that
oh,
fringe?
Oh, Claudia Winkleman.
God bless her. She can't see it.
Oh, take what? It away. Keep roasting someone else so I don't feel so bad.
Well, come here. Claudia's all right.
Didn't sound enough, I'd say.
You might meet her one day. Who knows?
Maybe.
You
maybe.
Might have a brush with reality television along the way where
oh,
you might.
Oh, do you?
I will. I think it's out the end of May. Celeb cooking school.
Are you allowed to say this?
Well,
yeah.
This is
she's online. She's okay.
Probably be met, yeah.
Root. I didn't realise it was online. Tell us about
Celeb cooking
school.
Yeah, well, I think they were stuck for celebrities, hence why I'm there.
Said she's only in Ireland. Get her across.
Yeah.
Ryan Airfly, should we get her over?
Well, all the cast and stuff was all leaked to the sun. There was a paparazzi in the bush outside our
Fuck
hotel.
Off.
Yeah. I was
in
papped.
A bush.
You're pepped.
I was papped.
Having a neighbour
and
trying
he got
to get
me a
hotel.
Fucking. He got my double chin. I'm like, you were there.
That's what you asked about video, Stephen.
You were there for ages. So I was like, could you not have gotten one
all properly.
Decent shot?
Did you know he was outside?
No,
outside?
I didn't know.
He was in a bush. What do you mean? Did they know?
I didn't see him. I didn't notice him.
Oh, and come here. Could you hear his camera? Like, how
no.
Just cop him?
No one copped him. There was photos in the Sun the next day, which is fucking mental.
That is hilarious.
Hiding in a bush, how psychotic behaviour is that? That's bizarre,
I'd say
it
was probably Scotty T was there. And
Smash. I would smash Scotty T.
I actually talked to us. Did you have any relations with Scotty T?
Oh, is she calling you out?
Oh my god. No.
Did you?
Fuck.
Why are you saying that?
Because Scotty is known for the women. Do you know what I'm saying? So I was just saying.
Yeah, but I don't think have any of the women he slept with look like me.
Can you tell us who was on a witch that's online that they released? I see him, Blue Hydrangea. Yeah. How'd that go? Because I'm obsessed.
We were great friends.
Really?
We were great friends.
I'm very jealous. I'm annoyed, but I'm happy for you.
She's coming down for a roast dinner to my house.
Can I sit out the back?
You can come.
No, she'll cry.
Roast beef all round.
She'll cry her eyeballs out.
Roast beef all round.
You don't understand that I actually won't because I'd be very normal if I'm sitting in front of.
No, you will not.
I say whore because I'm so used to watching RuPaul.
Yeah, I think they go by they, them.
So, Blue Hydrangea, if I was sat down in front of them, I would have a heart attack. I actually only listened to the podcast the other day and the first episode is called No Picks That Little Mix. I'll explain after.
Don't body up, Alex.
I'll tell you after.
Don't body up, Alex. There'll be no picks of Sam Smith next week as well, all right?
There you go. So in the first episode, I was saying the only person that I would ask for a picture if I seen them out was a cast member of RuPaul's Drag Race. And a couple of weeks later, I ended up going to the Work the World Tour in the Tree Arena and went to the George and Rosé was there and I got a picture with them.
Brilliant now.
Manifestation.
You're a psychopath fan for them.
I really want them to come down, like to go out in Dublin so we could just all go out together in Dublin.
There you go.
Why are you saying George? Things like that to me?
Get that money together.
Because I couldn't go out tonight. I wanted to go on the Gargle tonight. But
We did. But life got in the way.
Yeah.
I wasn't asked, so fuck the both.
You were going with us.
Well, that was just assumed that you were coming. Yeah,
well, don't be assuming things about both of you. Is that right? I have to go home and record.
So, yeah, how did it go?
Oh, it was actually the first day I did have a panic attack over beetroot gnocchi.
I thought you were going to say because that's how you were feeling.
That's not.
She was nervous to record the show. No,
why are you touching beetroot anyway?
I was kind of on edge all day anyway because there was a lot of cameras. It was very loud. It was very hot.
Sensory was all over the place. Yeah. Sort of.
But then after that, I kind of thought, well, it can't go any worse. And then I started to really enjoy myself.
Love
so,
that.
Yeah, and like Giorgio is a Michelin star chef.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like I have some quality recipes under my belt now. So
and can you cook now?
I can make my own pasta now.
girl.
I can boil the water now.
Actually, I can't make ravioli. My ravioli didn't go to plan, but my pasta did, so it was fine. I'm really good at macaroons.
No,
macaroons, they dry your throat out. You're trying to kill people.
What? Macaroons. No, they don't. Not if they're made properly.
They're like sand in your throat.
They're the hardest pastry to make. And I know how to make shoe pastry, yeah?
What pastry?
Shoe pastry. Like little profiteroles.
Smash.
Oh my God, just open a bakery in Wexford and call it quits.
I actually really enjoy baking, I've discovered.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
So, your swipe with reality TV, would that be something that you'd enjoy to do just for a bit of a giggle every now and again?
Oh, no, I'm never doing it again.
No.
Never?
No. Not for you.
No, not for me. I'm so glad I did it because I made friends off it, like Louis, Nancy and Blue. I was really, really good friends with, and I think I'll stay friends with them.
Who's Blue?
Blue Hydrangea from RuPaul.
I thought you meant
Blue. Do you know that I am the gay man in this relationship? And that really is true. Am I?
And I'm just a single loser.
Oh, single as that. Jesus Christ.
We're all single.
Painfully single over here, yeah.
We choose me.
I choose.
Oh, I can't say that I choose.
I'm absolutely lying.
I would say I'd rather be single than be with the wrong person.
And you know what?
It's a waste of time.
That was
don't
lovely
waste
and
me energy.
Deep. That was a nice one.
Yeah.
Carly's going to fleece that now and have it in our books. Right?
Do you know what I mean?
Beep out.
The amount of people that I know that are in relationships that just are not happy.
Yeah.
Healy Helen over here now, gone through what I've gone through and knowing about myself now, I could never do that. What I'm saying, but people need to break out of these relationships to do their healing.
Well, how long did it take you, baby?
A long time.
I know.
Yeah, it's something you have to learn through trial and error as well.
Yeah.
It's not something you just like automatically know.
Yeah.
It takes being with the wrong person to be like, oh, shit.
Wrong people.
Shouldn't have done that.
Not person
shouldn't have
people.
Done that. Because I just think life's too short. I'd rather go and do stuff on my own than do it with someone who gets on my tits.
There you go.
That is so true.
So and I'd rather have a drink on a corner on our own. All right.
Also, when you've loads of friends, like it's also grand.
Yeah.
Too.
Because your brain's occupied all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. So handy. I mean, my best friend now has quite a serious boyfriend, so I'm not too happy about that.
Yeah.
Ashling and Dara, if you're listening.
Oh, fuck.
She's naming
you're
names.
You're getting called out.
Dara.
She can't
hate
call
your
you that
stinking
word.
Guts. I want my best friend back.
Oh, I do get like that as well. I'm like, I'm not going to call him dad.
That's
me. What?
No, I actually love him. They're very well matched, so.
Oh, that's lovely.
That fucking pains me to say that, but anyway.
Yeah,
it irks me a little bit, but you know what about me? And I'll hold my hands up and I'll say it. I'll pretend that I'm literally repulsed by love and affection. I'm actually very soft.
Yeah. We know. Literally.
Is that not a secret?
Literally.
Is that not exclusive?
You're literally just like that. Give me just any infection.
My friend Chantal was over from London and she's a very tactile person.
Yeah.
And I was really like, Shan, you're really touching me a lot now where the past like 2 days. And she was like, what's wrong with you? Like, but I do then crave it off you. Do you know what it is? Do you know what's wrong with me? It's that you won't give it to me. So I'm like, love me.
Oh.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I'm not a touchy-feely person at all.
I'm tactile when it suits me.
What's your, have you ever taken that quiz? What's your love language? No, it's
single.
What's your love language? Incoherent.
Non-existent.
No, I am touch. I think no, touch of communication.
Shut up with you.
I'm acts of service.
What it is. That's what your love language, touch. No.
I love you.
Physical touch.
Yeah
that's now, a love language.
I am touch.
I am touch.
I like the touch.
No, I'm just, now, give me a text back, really.
A text will do me
desperate.
At this stage.
Mine's acts of service. What? I took the quiz and mine was 90% acts of service, so I basically just want a butler.
So, yeah. I get that. I'd like that as well. I've never had a relationship. I've never...
Oh, I am all a skull of
I've
Jesus.
Never been in a relationship like that. I'm always mom. That's my problem. I want to save everybody and I have to be needed. So that is a problem that I have. Like, I've never been in it. I'd like to be serviced every now and again.
Oh. Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we fucking all?
Oh, we would like to be serviced.
Yeah, great. Yeah, so that's your love language.
Act of service, yeah. I just love when people do stuff for me.
Do you find that?
Are you
all right? Do you know what that is? It's ever since she was on that fucking show. She's like, everybody better fucking look after me.
I
love when people do like little thoughtful things. Like, do you know, like if someone was going for petrol and they bought you a chocolate bar in the shop?
That's
like,
yeah.
Like that
I'm
type of stuff.
That.
I like that.
Yeah. And do you find that people want to do more acts of service by you since you were on the telly?
Well, only like when they're being paid to put up with me, like that type of thing.
No, I mean men or anybody of your persuasion, because I actually
like
don't know what you're interested in.
Only when you pay.
No, and I've
have you not had anybody like reach out or?
No. All my exes blocked me, so.
Fuck off.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I went to being like, oh my God, she's going to go into that.
All my exes, I have one ex.
Oh.
One singular yet.
Oh,
I've only ever been
girl.
In one relationship.
Well, he was married to a man, so he broke my heart. Oh. Yeah, but look, anywho, this is about you, so you tell us about.
He was
actually,
married.
Let's not speak about exes. Oh.
He was married.
Yeah, to a man.
Oh.
I know. We are listening to a little bit.
I love you. Sean has never recovered from that one, really.
Oh. No, I'm joking, I was 18. 10 years ago, it's all good. I just.
Look at him, it's all
it
good
was just
as
like
I am.
You could have just told me you fucking see.
He
you
didn't tell
to,
you.
No. And I arrived home and there's this man walking through the door. I said, who is that? And that's who it was. So then I maybe or maybe not have had a threesome with him, but look, that's okay.
Oh!
So my love language is sleeping with married men.
I want that to be mine too.
No. You can't. Let me have something, will you? I'm sick of it.
Jesus.
Sick of it.
No, you don't want to go for married men because they have to pay like alimony and child support and everything.
Alimony, haven't heard that word in years. Never heard
it. Do you know what? You forget yourself from Wexford and you're talking about people paying fucking alimony.
Alimony.
Yeah, just
call maintenance route, all right?
Maintenance.
Yeah. Child maintenance, like.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you have to pay maintenance for your child and you're calling that alimony?
That's what.
Is that what you call it in Vancouver?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, do you know, you're very Canadian and Americanized now, girl.
You're still in your character. Come out of it.
Well, sorry about that. I called the rubbish bin the garbage the other day.
Did you used to get your groceries over there? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, groceries.
My friend, Alison would call it groceries. Would you call it groceries?
Because I'm around Canadians all the time, so sometimes it just... Because apparently all my friends over in Canada say, we only understand about 8% of what you say.
Oh.
That was something I was actually supposed to ask.
Because we have different words for everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, did your castmates actually understand you at all?
No, not at the beginning, I don't think.
Yeah,
no.
So even when you were being horrible, it probably didn't matter.
I still don't think they do sometimes, yeah.
Because you would obviously do a lot of your work based over there, and I'm sure like anything got to do with Netflix or even press conference stuff, I'm sure everybody's just like...
My accent apparently changed when I came home the first time, because I got like dialect coaching, which is like... just helps you speak slower, because Irish people speak really quickly,
really fast.
So it just like helps you speak slower and pronounce your words better. And then I came home and everyone was like, why do you sound like you're from D4? I was like, how fucking dare you?
How very dare you. And now you're back.
Oh, that was Russian.
You would smash a Russian part.
Oh, I look like I am a carbon copy of Svetlana Korkina.
And you know what?
She was a Russian gymnast in the 90s. Look her up.
Oh. I will look her up.
I'm her doppelganger.
Could you spell that for us, please?
Could you use it in a sentence?
Or Svetlana Korkina was her name, yeah.
Oh my God, that's going to go straight on when we do your post for the podcast page.
We'll just stick a pic of her in there.
Just so everybody knows what we're talking about. Oh my God, you would actually
smash a Russian role, I think. A lot of people, when I went to Poland, a lot of people thought I was Polish. They kept like coming up to me and speaking to me in Polish, and I was like,
"Yeah,
I'm actually from Ireland."
You look violently Irish and not Irish at all at the same time, and it's crazy. I love it though.
I think it's the really pale skin gives the Irishness away.
Yeah, but you don't look Irish at the same time.
I think it's because I've one of those weird like angular faces. You're never quite sure where
you're
I'm from.
A very distinctive looking human being.
I don't know.
I love looking at you.
I'm
glaring at you.
I'm literally mesmerised.
I look like my mam's granddad.
Oh,
yeah.
What do you mean?
I look like him because he had a very angular face. He was a bit weird looking. His eyes were too big for his head, and his chin was weirdly shaped.
Okay.
And you look like this
man.
And
I look like him.
I thought you looked like a Russian gymnast, but now you look like...
Yeah, granddad looked like a Russian...
Oh, maybe so. Oh, God. What have we uncovered here?
No. Rabbit hole. Ruth, it's been a ball. I'm having a little ball. I have no anxiety at all. I'm just having a ball. We've gone from one to the moon. All different conversations.
We've been everywhere.
I was so panicky
because obviously she showed me one or two TikToks and I was like, oh, mommy. But then when I watched it on Tommy's hair, I wanted to wrap it in bubble wrap and I was like, my heart. And then when I watched it on her spooky show, I was like, never mind, she's good. She's good. And I can't, I just remember you popping up on TikTok, but I can't remember the videos. I just know you're fucking nuts.
You remember me bringing it up? I was like, you need to watch this girl. Like, do you know what it was? And I'll tell you when it
which
was.
Which one was it?
It was before.
I can't remember which one it was, but I know she was doing something.
Loads of them I would have sent you. But I remember specifically talking. This is so weird. My brain is so stupid because it doesn't remember a lot, but it does remember very specific things.
It doesn't remember
things.
A lot.
My brain doesn't.
You're very intellectual. Let's go. Come on.
We were about to go on a live one day, and I remember you FaceTimed me, and I was pissing over something she put up, and I was like, Sean, you have to watch it. And I remember we were just about to go on live. It was during lockdown. And we used to sit on lives and give each other a death on Instagram. That was how we ended up doing this.
She'd be pulling her wig off and all, because obviously she'd know
the
her. She'd
wig
like, yeah.
was whipped
And some
off.
People would be like, oh God, what's she doing? But we'd be sitting there laughing, like not a bother to us. It was amazing.
It's like when I whip off my leg in a bar.
Fuck off. That was the one she was talking about. You'd done a video about this on TikTok where you took your leg off.
Was it the one? I went through a phase where I kept answering the telephone. But it was my leg.
I'd whip it out
from under a table.
I don't know if you were spinning it around or whatnot, but it was just mental and I just loved it.
I also lied that I was a Paralympic rower for free drinks.
It is the other one.
Yeah, Ruth, you had me. Now you had me.
Why? Just go back onto TikTok. Fuck that. And you'd make millions off of that.
Oh my God, I loved it so much.
Think about it. Yeah, it would.
And then you just went missing one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened
like,
then?
You just sat there and said, fuck, I'm going
to
delete it.
I only found Rude about 2 months ago or something on Instagram. I texted her. I said, are you for real? She just disappeared.
It's mad that you watch so many TikToks, you forget about your favourite people because new people just keep coming.
Do you know what I mean? So
coming.
Much just be going on in the world. Yeah. And then she just popped up one day.
Because you idolise her. Every single day. She's like, now I'm like, is this Ruth again? She's like, just watch it. And at the start, I was like, for one of them. And then I just started to love it. And now it's just gone. So will you just sign back up, please, and give
maybe
the people what they want?
Yes. Maybe I never anticipated going into the whole, it's like social anything. Media thing. So it wasn't like a big decision for me to give it up. And and as well, like my mental health at the time was taking a bit of a nosedive. And I was like, you know what? Life's too short.
I think that actually gave it a bit of spice. I think that was why you were very funny.
Yeah, to be fair.
Because you were
a bit pizzazz.
Yeah, I think that probably did make you actually a little bit funny.
Oh, the fact I am viciously depressed does make me hilarious.
Ah, Rude, fuck
I'm
off.
Joking, I'm
Jesus.
Joking, I'm joking.
I'm delighted she's coming at you and I'm moving off.
I was waiting on her to get me at one stage.
She couldn't go to Tyler because I'm after Robin. I was like, will you go back at Carly, please? Please.
Oh, everyone's a little bit depressed, I think.
Oh, 110%.
Do you know, I'm going to be so honest. Listen up until this morning when I had myself buried, I have been spectacular.
Oh, really?
I've been great since the last episode. Our last episode, I'm listening now to me fucking toss in my head. Last episode, I went to a little dark place, like you do.
Yeah.
But since then, like, I'm just, like, I'm flying for him. I got my ankle surgery, so all the metal came out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was, like, interacting or not, because, like, they're looking for blood and, like, infections.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ever since then, I'm waking up every day and I'm like, right, let's do this.
But it was also you voicing your feelings and releasing things you had locked in for God knows how long.
So
do
I'm
you
with
know
you on
how?
That. And I know, because I have a few followers
It's good to get it out,
though.
It is therapeutic. Like, podcasts and stuff are really good for that.
Absolutely.
And then I think...
Especially when people like you make it so easy to come on, so thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh.
It was brilliant. Yeah.
It was all fluffy.
No, we were all over the place. I can't wait to listen to it because I loved it. I can't remember one thing. I just know we kept going from one step to the other.
Can't remember one thing I've said.
Every time he walks out, we're here and he's like, no.
No, what am I liking?
That's the first time.
That's
the first time he's literally ever turned around and gone, I'm at the loving that. Thank you so much. First of all, driving all the way from fucking Wexford to come and hang
thanks
around
with us. Thanks for scamming the toll to get here, baby.
You know me, love to fraud in the government.
No, honestly, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It felt like chatting with friends. Let's go for a fat Chinese now.
Let's go for a big Whopper Chinese now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.